This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli, and I've decided that this week I should talk to Tom Lutz of the LA Review of Books in a place where people often enjoy reading, which is a coffee house. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Lisa.
So you're going to tell me this week about three new pieces of noir.
Yeah, noir is the Los Angeles genre. It is, you know, Mike Davis, when in City of Court, says the two sides of Los Angeles are sunshine and noir, and today is the noir side.
Well, and I don't know much about noir, and I've never really liked it, I think, so maybe you're going to teach me something. The first book we're going to talk about is Walter Mosley.
Walter Mosley is probably the reigning king of the noir genre at this point. He's actually lives in New York, but his books are set in Los Angeles, the majority of them. He does some science fiction and other things as well, but he's best known for his Easy Rollins mysteries, starting with Devil in a Blue Dress in 1990, and then Easy has shown up moving through the decades into the, and last time we saw him was in a book called Blonde Faith, in which Easy drives off a cliff at the end, and Mosley fans were very upset. They thought that was the end of Easy, but as when Sherlock Holmes goes over the cliff, he comes back, and so this Little Green is the new novel. And Easy Rollins is back, and all of the standard pleasures of a Mosley novel right there.
The next one is Follow Her Home by Steph Cha.
Steph Cha is first time out. She is a Yale law graduate, and I assume her parents are very pleased that she's turned it into a life of writing noir fiction. But this is a great, fun Korean-American heroine who is, like Easy Rollins in Walter Mosley, is not a real detective. She just kind of has these leanings, and people turn to her to help solve problems and crimes.
Is that the first time we've seen a Korean noir character?
It's my first time. There have been other Asian American noir characters, but this is the first Korean American. You know, you'll recognize all of the streets. Los Angeles people will recognize all the streets. It's very kind of atmospheric. The neighborhoods, the kinds of people that she runs into. It's great.
The next one has a familiar last name to L.A. literary types. It's Dan Fonte's Point Doom, but it's not D-U-M-E like in Malibu. It's Doom as in, it sounds.
As in we are doomed, yeah. And Dan is John Fonte's son. And is a writer now. This is his fifth book, I believe, fifth or sixth book, including one memoir of his father called Fonte. This is a real thriller in the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo genre. Some really nasty, brutal, bloody, tortury in the dungeon stuff going on. And at the same time, you can tell there's a little bit of autobiographical stuff from Dan's life. His main character sounds and talks and acts a little bit like Dan. And so it's a fun mishmash of genres. And for thriller lovers, a great read.
For people who may not be familiar with John Fonte, I know of him because he dwelled downtown, which is where I live. Tell us a little about him.
John Fonte was a screenwriter in town, unhappy as a screenwriter, and spent his evenings typing away in his shower, according to Dan, at night, writing novels that were kind of proto-beat, street smart, street savvy, but highly identified with Los Angeles.
So you can read what Tom Lutz has to say about Point Doom by Dan Fonte, Walter Mosley's new book, Little Green, and Steph Cha's Follow Her Home on our website, kcrw.com/LARB. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Lisa.